are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Post-traumatic stress disorder is the subject once again, and today we're talking about breaking the stigma around PTSD. Despite increased awareness, PTSD is still misunderstood, and stigma prevents many from seeking help. Today we want to discuss how to challenge misconceptions and to support those who are affected by PTSD. Pearline Coughlin from the Vista Clinic joins us once again. Pearline, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Bongi, and good morning to all our listeners. What a pleasure to be back again, Bongi.
So glad to be speaking with you again about the subject. Now, let's get straight into
this.
You know, and it's unfortunate we have to keep talking about this, regardless of what the condition is that we're talking about. But the disorder, that there's still so much stigma around so many of these things.
Yes.
Why does stigma around PTSD still exist?
You know, Bongi, the stigma around PTSD still exists, and for several reasons, many of which are rooted in misunderstanding or societal norms and also different cultural beliefs around what PTSD is. And, you know, with that goes the lack of awareness and education. So many people still don't fully understand what PTSD is or how it affects individuals. And when we look at, you know, the experience of many people with PTSD, it leads to fear, stereotypes, or even incorrect assumptions, like thinking people with PTSD are violent or unstable. And, you know, with the media, doesn't help often.
Yeah.
Because PTSD in the media is often depicted in extreme or inaccurate ways in movies, TV shows, you know, news coverage even. And these portrayals, they can reinforce negative stereotypes, and it fails to show the full range of how PTSD actually manifests and also really the real experience of many people. Another big one in society is cultural attitudes toward mental health, just in general in mental health. So many cultures, for example, you know, mental health struggles are seen as a weakness or something to be ashamed of. And this is especially true, you know, if you look at professions like the military or law enforcement or healthcare, where there's often a lot of pressure, Bongi, to be tough or to show, you know, that I'm strong.
Yeah.
The idea that cowboys don't cry, that is often what many law enforcement agencies, you know, they advocate that. And when we look at PTSD, it's often associated with veterans and war.
Yes, it is.
And PTSD, you know, it's not only war veterans that experience PTSD, but there's so many people who are survivors of abuse, of accidents, of natural disasters, and other traumas. I think, you know, we can all just think about COVID, which we often mention. COVID has really changed the way that we look at so many things, including mental health. And, you know, this is really some of the reasons why we struggle with the stigma still around mental health and in PTSD in particular.
Yeah, that's very true. And I was saying earlier when we were speaking to Juan about this, that a lot of times when we think about PTSD, like for me personally, I always think about war. I think about soldiers and you know, because of the movies that I've watched, they're the ones who are, I guess, allowed to get away with it. And then, like you said, the way it's depicted in the movies is that it now causes them to be unstable and violent.
Yes.
You know, they're just triggered by something and then they lose it and they're just violent.
Yes.
So, yeah, the movies and the things that we consume really do shape the way that we think we are informed about something. And yet we're so, so uninformed.
Absolutely. And we're constantly exposed to exactly what you're saying, like the media, you know, like movies. We just switch it on and see it's so readily available. So this message gets passed on over and over and emphasized over and over, which makes it very difficult in the end to make that shift, Bongi.
Exactly. And then when you are suffering through it, you think it can't be, this can't be PTSD because I didn't go to war. I didn't go through some, you know, I didn't witness some horrific thing. That, you know, like you
absolutely
COVID, everyone went through COVID. How, why would why would it affect me differently from anybody else? This must be something else. And then you just brush it aside and never get the treatment that you need.
Absolutely.
Now, how can we change the narrative and normalize seeking help for PTSD?
You know, Bongi, it will take really, I always call it a combination of cultural, educational, and personal shifts. We firstly, you know, education and awareness campaigns are so important. We humanize PTSD. And it's important when we do that, that we actually share diverse and real stories from people who live with PTSD, not only veterans, but survivors of abuse, of first responders, of accident survivors, etc. And this will help to dispel the myths around it. You know, teaching people what PTSD actually is, that it's a natural response to trauma, and also emphasize that it's treatable. And who do we use to convey this message? Trusted messengers, people like athletes and actors and veterans, definitely, as well, and community leaders. Mm-hmm. They are respected figures. And, you know, if people openly talk about their own struggles and recovery, that will also help that people understand, you know, I'm not unstable, I'm not damaged, because language does matter. Mm-hmm. And with language is, you know, a safe space to talk about these things. So in schools, in workplaces, in communities, we will learn to openly speak about it. And, you know, as we mentioned already, with the media, just in general, mental health in media, if the media can give us an accurate representation, where they encourage or they create stories in films or books, yeah, you know, where they portray PTSD with honesty and with compassion, this will help people who really suffer with it to realize that they're not the only ones that suffer, but there are other people as well. And more than that, Bongi, is to really focus on healing through therapy, support, and self-care, because sometimes the story just ends with, this is PTSD and I'm struggling with PTSD. And never the story goes, does the story go beyond, oh, well, there is recovery, you know, it's treatable, I can look for help and so on. Mm. So it's really, you know, a real, some in some cases we have to push policy changes. We have to look at, you know, what is available in schools, what is available in the workplace for many people, and to treat mental health like physical health. So if someone breaks their arm, you wouldn't tell them just to shake it off, because this is often what people with PTSD hear, to shake it off. PTSD is no different. It's an injury to the mind that deserves the same care and compassion as how we would treat any other illness that we're struggling with.
All right. And what role, like you already talked about the media and the movies. Let's talk a little bit more about the role they play in shaping PTSD perceptions.
You know, Bongi, and also our listeners, media and movies play a huge role in shaping how society views PTSD. And, you know, they influence public understanding firstly. And most people, if you look at it, they don't learn about PTSD from textbooks or doctors, but they learn about it from what they see on screen. Yeah. So when the media gets it right, it can spread empathy and awareness. When it gets it wrong, it can reinforce harmful stereotypes. Yes. And if you look at some movies, for example, you know, they often show only extreme cases where people are shown as they experience violent outbursts, or these flashbacks with dramatic effects. And they show people who are actually completely dysfunctional in most cases. Whilst, you know, their symptoms are real, those are real for many people, but with PTSD, they can also look different. It can look like a quiet withdrawal. People can experience insomnia. There can be emotional numbness or anxiety. So, you know, it's important not to ignore the symptoms that are so, so varied, because otherwise it creates a narrow and a misleading picture of what PTSD is all about. And in the media, they also reinforce the stigma, if you think about it, because oftentimes characters with PTSD are sometimes shown as dangerous and broken and unstable, and that they cannot get help. And this scares people away from actually looking for help when they do struggle, because they don't want to be seen as someone who's violent or dangerous. And, you know, there could be more documentaries and films that actually focus on healing and empowering, rather than just reinforcing the negative or the stigma around PTSD, which we are already struggling with as a society.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate. The things that make for good entertainment and an intriguing story are often so far removed from reality. And I think that if we would realize that that's what makes them interesting, that's what makes, that's what catch our attention, because they're so far removed from the real story.
Yes.
Like no one actually, I could go on and on about that. But anyway, how can workplaces create a more supportive environment for employees with PTSD, considering that these are everyday people, unlike the movies would have us believe, everyday people in our workplaces? How can our workplaces create a supportive environment?
Yes. Yeah, you know, Bongi, it's like I mentioned in one of our discussions earlier that because the workplace is a space where many of us spend so many hours, it really should be a place where someone feels safe, where they value their mental health and just in general, you know, people's health, not only physical but mental health is so important in the workplace. So when we look at companies, you know, they can foster a culture of openness where they normalize mental health talk. And we find that many companies, for example, invite us to go and speak to people around mental health. And we encourage individuals as well just to seek help should they need help. And, you know, companies can train leadership where they educate managers to recognize the signs of stress and respond with empathy and not judgment. Many times people will hear things like, you just want to go and leave, you know, and that is why you say you're suffering with depression or anxiety or PTSD. So it's important to lead by example. So when leaders also prioritize their own mental health, it also gives others the permission to do the same. And in the workplace, it's important to provide access to resources. You know, there's many companies have an employee assistance program where they offer confidential counseling or therapy services, which is often part of the benefits of that particular company. So we should encourage people to actually make use of that. Other things are, you know, if you offer reasonable accommodations to employees, like flexible scheduling or remote work options, I think that has become very big in our country anyway, after COVID, where people have a hybrid way of working these days. Or if you know that someone is struggling with PTSD, to provide them with a quiet workspace or noise cancelling headphones, you know, where they're not exposed to triggers, for example, and also maybe longer breaks or time off for therapy appointments and so on. If people are harassed, to make sure that everyone in the company understands that that particular company have a zero tolerance for harassment, for example, you know. And also if the team can stand together. So if people, and it comes back to the discussion around creating awareness. If people understand what it is all about, then we also find that people are more often supportive to people who struggle with PTSD. And then also just to encourage, workplaces should encourage a work-life balance. You know, we promote healthy boundaries around working hours, and we discourage, you know, a culture of burnout. I have to perform, and also overworking. Those are all ways that companies can help, Bongi.
Yeah. And what steps can communities take to promote PTSD awareness and acceptance?
You know, firstly, communities play a very, very crucial role in shifting the narrative around PTSD, you know, from silence and also the stigma to understanding and support. And it's important that we, for example, organize awareness events. So PTSD Awareness Month is in June, which is not so far from now, where many places will, for example, in mental health spaces like ours as well, where we will host walks, maybe or have talks, and where we have interviews. Communities can also have community dialogues around what happens in the community, because that is often where people experience traumatic events as well, and where we invite experts. So, you know, bring in mental health professionals to lead workshops on trauma, coping skills, and also just how to support others. It's very important that communities share real stories. You know, oftentimes, Bongen, it's like we were saying, we watch a lot of TV. In the meantime, my neighbor may be struggling with something. So if, you know, feature stories in community newsletters, in social media, or just in local media, many communities have these available. And this is where we break down, you know, stereotypes and so on. And the school, once again, education in school and news programs, very important when it comes not only to PTSD, but just to mental health in general. So that from a young age, we already teach generations that mental health is so, so important. And, you know, promoting this awareness in community creates that connection that people have, that I'm not alone. And also over, you know, empathy over assumptions, where people think these different things about people with PTSD, but actually, which is not the case. So if there's a space, a safe space for them to acknowledge what they went through, it's amazing how communities can lead with compassion, and which, you know, will also help people feel less alone and more empowered to actually heal.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Praline. We can leave it there for today, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. But thank you for bringing this to our awareness, how we can break the stigma around PTSD. Hopefully, we don't have to keep having these conversations as time goes on, that this will just be a part of our daily conversation, and we would be more educated and aware of these subjects. Thank you so much for your time.
Be pleasurable. Thank you to you too.
All right.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.